Chapter 16.
Well, in Chapter 16, Bernard, Helmholtz and John are taken to the controller, Mustafa Mond, who decides about their punishment. Mond first talks to John, with whom he starts a conversation about the Society of Brave New World. In this conversation, the controller reveals that he himself has read Shakespeare and considers him a great writer. However, he stresses the fact of forbidding other people to read it.
But why does he forbid reading Shakespeare?
Because his work would endanger stability. And stability is the most important aspect of their modern society. Stability secures happiness, and both can only be maintained if everything stays exactly the way it is. Since high art, such as Shakespeare, makes people think too much, it cannot be allowed. Only writings that produce agreeable feelings are useful.
But art isn't the only thing forbidden in Brave New World, is it?
No. According to Mond, the same holds for science. Everything has to stay just the way it is to ensure stability. To use science for new experiments would be dangerous. To prove his point, he gives the example of a Cyprus experiment. On Cyprus, only intelligent alphas were produced. Yet the result was not a positive one, but civil war.
But wasn't Mond himself a scientist when he was young?
Yes, but he wanted to do research beyond the limits imposed upon him by the laws. But since he was so intelligent, he was given the choice between banishment to an island or to become a controller and to help keep the world a stable place. He chose the latter and claims for himself to work for the happiness of other people now. Bernard and Helmholtz are sent to islands.
Mond claims he works only for the happiness of other people. Do you really believe that?
Not really. I think he also enjoys the power he has. I mean, he gets all the advantages the system has to offer and could even break his own rules.
So he himself has some sort of freedom and the rest doesn't. And what about outsiders? Does he care for the happiness of people like Bernard or Helmholtz? No, the individual doesn't count for him.
I guess he is really self-satisfied. And he is quite cynical.
I totally agree.
Chapter 17.
In Chapter 17, John and the controller are alone and have their final discussion. The controller admits that civilization had to pay a high price for stability and happiness by giving up art and serious science. In addition to that, even religion was eliminated, because God isn't necessary any longer in a world where everybody is young, healthy, happy, and has got all he needs. The controller still has got old books about religion in his safe, and even believes that there might be a God, but says,
God isn't compatible with machinery and scientific medicine and universal happiness. You must make your choice.
John answers that, in his opinion, it's natural to feel that there's a God. Mond tells him that it's just a matter of conditioning. Furthermore, he says that God, even, is considered to be a danger in the modern world.
God? A danger in the modern world?
Yes, because people who believe in God can't be so easily controlled by their vices and their disability to bear anything uncomfortable. John quotes from Shakespeare's King Lear to make clear that in his understanding, God is also there to punish men for their vices. Furthermore, he thinks that modern people are degraded by their vices. Mond replies that modern people aren't punished for their vices any longer, and that there is no more need for anything noble or heroic. He even says,
you can't have a lasting civilization without plenty of pleasant vices.
In case people should nevertheless be unhappy, there is always Soma to give you a holiday from the facts. He calls it Christianity without tears. Furthermore, there's even a compulsory violent passion surrogate treatment to give people the impression to experience such feelings every once in a while. Therefore, the need for such passions cannot endanger social stability. But the savage rejects this idea of a life without God, poetry, passions, freedom, and morality, and insists on his right to be unhappy, to suffer illness and old age as well as pain and fear. The controller is willing to give John this kind of life and shrugs his shoulders.
I've got a question here. Why does the controller claim that the world state is without religion? What about the solidarity services? Aren't they a kind of religion?
You're right. But I think Mustafa Mond doesn't really consider them to be any serious kind of religion. I mean, they don't give you the spiritual strength to go beyond materialism or sex. In fact, they just lead you right back to it. Therefore, they're no threat to the state.
Could be. But another question. Didn't you think that the controller has got the better arguments here?
I'm afraid yes. At least John's position is not very strong, just very idealistic. But perhaps you could defend him. I mean, he just had two books to read, and that's all he knows about the world. Shakespeare and an instruction manual for the fertilizing room.
But his idealism doesn't really help him in the end, does it?
No, not really.
Chapter 18.
In the last chapter, John is finally defeated by Brave New World. As John's life is considered an interesting experiment by Mustafa Mond, he is not allowed to join in his friend's punishment and go to an island. Since he has to stay within society, he at least tries to retreat from it as much as possible.
Yes, he moves to an empty lighthouse and grows his own food.
But this peaceful state doesn't last long. Unfortunately, he has returned to his old habit of whipping himself. Thereby, he is recognized by some people working nearby, and soon reporters appear wanting to interview him. John refuses to give an interview, yet one feely expert from the neighborhood secretly films him and releases a movie.
Isn't it quite successful?
Yes, extremely so. And soon afterwards, many people come to the lighthouse to see John whipping himself. Among these visitors is also Lenina, who John wanted to forget. When he sees her, he attacks her and starts whipping her as well as him. The spectators who witness this are fascinated and attracted by the violence. Due to their conditioning, they start imitating John's behavior, and when one person begins to sing Orgy Porgy, they all join in and everything ends in a huge violent orgy. It is after midnight when the last people finally go, and John is left stupefied by Soma. When he wakes up the next morning and realizes what he has done, he kills himself.
Why does he kill himself?
Well, I'd say he was killed by Brave New World. He had no chance to stick to his ideals and morals. They spoiled everything for him.
Yes, I can see that. His solitude was turned into a mass media event, and his attempt to get rid of his sins into a whipping orgy.
Yes, and he even has to experience how he can't live up to his morals.
So Brave New World has won?
I guess so.
Not a nice ending.
No, but one that makes you think about the problem.